Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, filling in for Steve Jones, here's Kevin Herr.
Kimberly under center, sends a man in motion. Here comes a handoff. Pepper right side, touchdown, Shekalebe! Taylor on the first snap of the third quarter, back to pass. He hits the man in motion to the near side. It's Tanner. Tanner breaks the tackle to 50, to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dan Hill. Now here's the run left side. Standing up into the end zone is Dressler for the touchdown. And the Ironmen have two scores after the game was tied at 7. Pagano under center once again. Pagano back to pass. Nope, it's going to be a handoff inside. Off to the races to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, that's Tristan Gray, the wingback. Tristan Gray with the touchdown for the Ironmen. And that will put it in the mercy rule with a 20-yard touchdown run.
A little bit of our Monday montage, no Penn State game, but Shikellamy Danville part of that Monday montage. Bob Buhner, I did not think that game was going to be a 45-7 game in favor of either team, quite honestly.
Well, Danville coming off a very disheartening loss to Montoursville the week before, Shikellamy beating a very good and tough Jersey Shore team 29-19, I thought it had all the makings of a real Donnybrook.
Yeah, I did as well. I thought maybe you were looking at a 3-4, maybe a 7-point game. I did not find that game getting out of hand that quickly. Danville made a lot of mistakes early in that game, but overcame two offside penalties back-to-back, illegal participation penalties, and a fumble early in the game that actually gave the ball to the Braves in the red zone, and Shikellamy took advantage of that and tied it up right before halftime. But basically, well, as we called it that night, the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game was that Evan Tanner touchdown grab of 77 yards, and it just hit him on a fly pattern right down the sidelines and hit him right in stride, and he was behind the secondary before anybody knew he was gone.
Evan Tanner's a very talented athlete, really emerging as a star on a 7-1 Danville team that will play Bloomsburg this Friday night in a revenge match at the Ironman Stadium. The Panthers of Bloomsburg, one of two teams to beat the Ironman last year in the regular season. So that's a big one. Kevin, there was a game you didn't attend, but normally call way up in Dartmouth with the Bucknell Bisons.
Yeah, the Bison with a big win, holding on, recovering an onside kick at the end of the game to ice the game away. And, you know, Bucknell has not had the lead that many times this year to where they could do what Coach Joe Susan likes to do, and that's just give the ball to the offensive line and run the ball and win it. And they basically played keep away in the second half.
And then also of local interest, this Saturday was a huge win out in East Stroudsburg for the Bloomsburg Huskies, 52-38, a typical East Stroudsburg-Bloomsburg game where the defense plays great if they don't give more than 40 points.
I was going to say, did the defense show up for either team, or did they just play against grass?
No, they always
turf,
do.
Sorry.
But when you're going against Franklin Quiete, the record-setting senior tailback for the Huskies.
Yeah, he's okay.
He only had 304 yards rushing Saturday afternoon, broke the all-time Bloomsburg single-game rushing record of 300, actually set about 1991 by a real local favorite from Southern Columbia, Jerry Marks.
I think I still have a footprint on my chest from when he stepped on me in junior high.
There are kids up and down the Susquehanna Valley who have that similar shoe size implanted on their bellies or various parts of their bodies. But that was, 22-year record that was broken by Quiete. He is now sixth in all-time Division II rushing list with about 6,900 yards. So Bloomsburg 7-0, ranked in the top 5 or 6 in the country, depending on what poll you look at. They host Cheney, so that 304-yard record that Quiete set on Saturday could again be broken.
And Susquehanna finally got off of the losing skid. They beat Moravian at homecoming on Saturday, 27-17. They have Ursinus coming up next for their only back-to-back home games of the season. I'll tell you what, that is a tough. They had the Merchant Marine Academy to start the season. Then they went to John Hopkins, had Dickinson. Then a short trip to Gettysburg, Muhlenberg. Then they're home again for a couple of games. And then back on the road, Franklin and Marshall. And then at Juniata to wrap up the season. Yeah.
Steve Briggs, I think, this is about his 23rd year as the head coach. And he's had a really good run at down at Selins Grove for the Susquehanna Crusaders. One of the big stars on that team that's emerged is from Lewisburg. Oh, all of a sudden my brain went dead. The running back, fullback, Merle Mascarella. He's starting to get noticed. I think he's probably a sophomore there. Memory serves me right.
I don't know. They grow up so fast.
Yes, they do.
Mean, I know that sounds like an old guy thing to say, but you know, when I think back of all the years of doing high school football, I lose track of how old some of these guys really are.
He's 38 years old now. Now he just played. He played 2 years ago, I believe, for that great Lewisburg team that. Really was in. Well, they were in the Eastern Finals of the PIAA, lost to a really good team from Philadelphia West Catholic, who ended up being the state champions. And he and Brandon Smith, who's at Penn State, were the real offensive stars of that team.
We can chat a little high school football today because Steve Jones is off today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Steve had a family event. Well, not necessarily a positive one, but. Had a loss in his family and had to go to Connecticut today. So our thoughts and prayers with Steve and the family. And I know everybody gathering for the sad day today up in Connecticut. But he will be back with us in full force tomorrow, getting ready for Penn State coming off the bye week. So we'll have an opportunity to chat a little high school football today. We also have some of the great interviews we've had over the last couple of weeks. We'll have John Bacon talking about his book, Fourth and Long, once again. We'll have an opportunity to talk to Bill Friedman, the executive producer of The Journey on Big Ten Network. If you missed that interview, we'll have that coming up for you here today as well. We may sneak in one or two. But one of the things, one or two more, I should say, but one of the things we can discuss today is a little bit of the high school football scene. And one of the things we'll do in just a moment is debut the District 4 standings as we hit Week 9 coming up on Friday night. So that'll be coming up right after we take a look inside Penn State Athletics.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PrettyInsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to SunburyMotors.com and click on Pre-Auction Blowout.
Like a 2011 Ford Explorer Limited, like new, low miles, and Ford Certified Pre-Owned, just $34,995. Clean Carfax and fully serviced 2005 Chevrolet Colorado, $11,487. This 2011 Ford F-150 XLT is one tough truck, but at a friendly price, $24,494. 2011 Dodge Nitro Heat, he'll be the second owner, just $17,995. And a gas-sipping 2012 Ford Focus with lots of remaining warranty, $12,495. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive at SunburyMotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
This is the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Herb, Bob Buhner filling in for Steve Jones in the Sunbury Motors Studio East today. Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury. You'll also find the Kia dealership, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's sponsor, Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you. Just visit them online, purdyinsurance.com. You can type in all the information there, get a quote, match up the car insurance you have now, see what they can do for you, and talk about life insurance and anything else to get you squared away. That's at purdyinsurance.com. As I said, we had an opportunity to talk a little high school football today, and Selins Grove with a win on Friday night on the road at Jersey Shore, trailing in that game early. That was a big, big win for Selins Grove because that keeps them really in the hunt as far as the District 4 point standings. If Jersey Shore were to win that, Selins Grove likely would have dropped to the 3 seed. Probably not the 4, but they would have been very close to a 4 seed. So that was a big, important win for the Seals on Friday night on the road yet.
You know, I was thinking it's an absolutely gorgeous day here in the central Susquehanna Valley, and Steve's not home. We could have driven out to State College.
We could have hung out in the chateau.
We could have done the entire show from his basement. But
that's true. And the refrigerator stocked, too, after being at the bye week. There's a lot of stuff in the fridge.
And we could check out his Christmas decorations because we always know that when Penn State has a bye this time of year, that's when Steve
that's
does
true.
The Christmas decorations. Look, I think things are heating up in terms of the playoff picture. One of the thoughts I have for the listeners, we have at least 3 undefeated teams in the what I'll call the greater Susquehanna Valley region. We have Montoursville doing well, 8-0. Berwick, 8-0 up the North Branch. And Southern Columbia, 8-0. Of those 3 teams, I wonder which one is really the best. Now, we know we'll never find out because Berwick, Triple A, Montoursville, Double A, and Southern Columbia, Single A.
Well, you know, Single A really sets itself up to being a very entertaining division in District 4. And I know everybody's kind of thinking to themselves that follow District 4 going, by the way, isn't Southern the cream of that crop? Well, they usually
Absolutely.
Are. There's no question. But Wellsboro is 8-0 this season and sitting in the number 2 slot, 40 points behind Southern Columbia. Now, there hasn't been that many there hasn't been somebody that close to Southern in a long time here this late in the season.
No.
At least nothing that I can come into my mind. You have South Williamsport right now that's 7-1, and Southside has Bragg alone, which is probably the running back's probably going to be close to 200 or 2,000 yards before the end of the regular season alone.
Now,
not to mention the playoffs.
I do believe South Williamsport and Southern did play probably like week 2 or 3. And that was, I think, that's South, obviously, their only loss.
Muncie is at 5-3 right now with 670 points. They're in the 4th slot, tied with Bloomsburg with 670. So Bloomsburg right now against Danville on Friday night, a very important game for the Panthers to be able to become District 4 playoff eligible.
Well,
with actually a 5-3 record, that's not bad.
But if they can get to 6-3 with a win over a 7-1 Danville,
well, there's a lot of points available.
Huge amount of points for that one.
There's a lot of points available there because Danville is a Double A school, so the bonus points are there. 6 wins on the season, so there are 7 wins now on the season, so there's 70 more bonus points available. So you're looking at probably, I don't know, 150? I don't know. I have to.
It's a big swing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of points available on that one. Of course, Double A, they take the top 8 instead of the top 4. And right now, Montoursville is leading the way at 8-0. And 130 points behind them, the Danville Ironmen, with their only loss being Montoursville. Troy is 6-2, and Lewisburg is 6-2, rounding out the 4 current home seeds right now. And the difference between Troy and Lewisburg is only 30 points, even though their records are still the same. Loyal Sauk is the 4. Mount Carmel is the 5. Towanda is the 6. Mifflinburg is the 7. North Penn is the 8th.
So as we would sit here as we enter week 9, it would look like a Danville-Mifflinburg matchup in the first round. It would be a home game. Wouldn't it be?
I think I said North Penn was 8th. North Penn is actually 9th.
Okay.
Correct.
Who
that.
Is number 7?
Hang on. I got to count. I got to count again. Now
okay.
You got me thinking. One, two, three.
The way it
four,
works
five,
is
six, seven.
The first
Mifflinburg would be the 8. Towanda would be the 7.
So as it stands now, Towanda would come to Montoursville and Danville would play.
Well,
seventh seed.
No, actually, Danville would play Towanda at home.
Sorry.
Mifflinburg would travel to Montoursville as things stand right now. But even though they have a 5-3 record, North Penn could sneak in. They're only 100 points behind Mifflinburg. We'll talk more about the AAA coming up. This is the Steve Jones Show And we'll continue more after the news on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, filling in for Steve Jones, here's Kevin Herr.
Bob Buhner also hanging out in the Sunbury Motors Studio East today.
We're taking over SJS.
That's right.
You know, we can talk about Penn State in ways that Steve Jones can't. We can make outrageous and lopsided predictions on behalf of the Nittany Lions.
And we usually do.
We do, but yeah. But, you know, Steve, who is the voice of thoughtfulness and reason most times.
Please don't tell him that. Well, his head will get huge.
I will only say that in his absence. But we can have a lot of fun. You know, we can make fun of the opposition. We can.
That's right, because we don't have any accountability to Penn State University.
No, they can't fire us, that's for sure. So we could just be outrageous. But, you know,
we won't.
But we won't.
We won't because we're professionals.
No, it's because we like Steve.
Oh, that's what it is.
He's
a
great guy.
I forgot about it. So, well, and Steve will be back with us tomorrow. Today's sponsor, though, Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, also available online at purdyinsurance.com. And the nice thing is, because of NCAA regulations, and if you were listening last week, Thursday and Friday, we had Jim Kaiser, the Danville Ironman on Thursday, and Todd Tilford of the Chicken League Braves on Friday. Steve was unable to participate in those conversations because, well, basically, the NCAA really doesn't allow him as a member of the university to chat with high school coaches, even on his own radio show with his own name on it.
Yeah, he is, quote, an official representative. Apparently, that definition includes anybody who has ever walked past Beaver Stadium or the Bryce Jordan Center. And it's just one, and I understand the reason for the rule. You don't want to have undue influence over the recruiting process and leaving cash-filled envelopes for people and all those kinds of things that, frankly, at one point did go on.
And with what we've seen from the NCAA over the last 2 to 3 years, why encourage them?
Yes.
Why encourage them to do anything at this point?
And so, yes, and, you know, it is a shame that the rules are taken to what we would consider to be absurd limits or absurd boundaries. It's just crazy. But, you know, there is a big game Saturday night, and the good news about that is when Steve returns this week, we can yak about it. We can talk about Braxton Miller and the fact that he's a pretty amazing athlete, and that this weekend, Iowa, the Hawkeyes had the Buckeyes kind of on the ropes for the first half, or the early part of it, and then it was 24-24 at the end of the third quarter, and the Buckeyes got 10 points in the fourth quarter to pull it out.
I think you would say that they just outlasted Iowa.
Yeah. And, you know, the question is, does a team of Nittany Lions going out to that hostile arena known as the Horseshoe in Columbus, will they have the stamina, given the reduced scholarship limits they're forced to play with, be able to go against a team that will have a full complement of scholarship players?
Well, last half hour, we're going to definitely delve into that deeply over the next 4 days with Steve returning to the Sunbury Motor Studio West. And one of the things I know that everybody was talking about was whether Mr. Zwinak is in the doghouse or not. And I think maybe we'll find out more about that as the week goes on, too.
I think, yeah, the Lions were given a bit of a break practice-wise last week. So they're at it today, really be at it tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. My hunch is that Mr. Jones will find a way to make his way over to the practice area and be able to observe firsthand and be able to the extent he's allowed to, speak about it.
Pass that along to those of us that are...
To the listeners all across the Susquehanna Valley and beyond on the internet on WKOK.com, etc.
Well, we talked last half hour about the District 4 point standings, and I know there's a lot of high school football fans that are interested in that. Here is Week 9 will get underway on Friday night, and as we mentioned, in the single A, right now it's Southern Columbia and Wellsboro with a 40-point difference. Then South Williamsport comes in at 950, which is just under 200 points difference from Wellsboro. And Muncie is right now tied with Bloomsburg as the number 4 seed. at 670. So Muncie and Bloomsburg right now don't appear to have enough points available to them to be able to get up any higher than the fourth seed right now. And by the way, if you do get into the playoffs, congratulations. Your first opponent will be Southern at home.
And didn't Southern just beat Bloomsburg like 50-13? Something like that over the weekend?
Well, let's see. Southern did play. Who did they have? That was Shamokin.
Oh, Shamokin.
They had Shamokin 56-0.
And then the week before it was Bloomsburg.
But Bloomsburg did get a win over Mifflinburg 24-13, which actually put them in position because Muncie had South Williamsport. And that's how Bloomsburg became in position here in the four seed. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is, you don't see it happening very often, but from time to time, and it usually happens in the single A, there will be some teams that say, listen, we know we're not going to be a District 4 champion, so we're going to try and go Eastern Conference and go that route and get a trophy to bring home.
Sure.
So there could be a possibility that a Muncie or a Bloomsburg could decide to go Eastern Conference, and then one or the other would have the option to bump in.
Right.
Or both could decide to go Eastern Conference, and then you're looking at Canton coming in. But that's talk for down the road in
Absolutely.
Week 10. When you look at Double A, we mentioned this earlier, Montoursville right now leads the way 8-0 at 11:30. Danville at 7-1 has 1,000. So they're 130 behind. It's going to take a little bit for Danville to get to that Montoursville level and get that number one seed back, unless Montoursville stumbles.
And I was just going to say that stumble could happen at the hands of their biggest rival, and it's the biggest game of the year on both calendars, the Loyal Sauk Lancers. That game, I think, comes up maybe week 10, and that will be for more than just top seed in the District 4 AA. That's bragging rights in the backyard of Lycoming County, and Loyal Sauk has been playing incredibly well since they lost to Danville by a mere 2 points and missed a would have been a game-winning field goal at the buzzer. So they are a very good team and getting better.
Let's see. Montoursville's schedule has Mifflinburg this week and then Loyal Sauk in week 10.
And they do that for a reason in week 10.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. So Danville does still have an opportunity to pick up the number one seed. And here's the other thing, too. Shikellamy can be very helpful to Danville. So you're going to hear a lot of Ironman fans being very big Braves fans over the next 2 weeks, because two wins by Shikellamy is more bonus points for Danville, because every time a team wins that you have beaten, you get those bonus points when they win. So a lot of Ironman fans will be Shikellamy fans over the next couple of weeks.
It doesn't happen often, I can assure you of that.
That's very true, especially basketball season for some strange reason.
Yeah.
Montoursville is the one seed, Danville the two. Troy Sitz is the number three seed. They are about 210 points behind Danville at 6-2. I think Danville is pretty much locked in right now at the two seed, barring an Alcoa fantastic finish by Troy.
And what that really means is that Danville's first two games in the playoffs will be home games.
Right. They're guaranteed a couple of home games.
Provided they win the first home game, they get a second one then.
Lewisburg right now is in position for a home game as well, with 760 points. And I believe they have Loyal Sauk this week, which is right behind them in the five spot, only 50 points behind. Then it's Mount Carmel at 690, which is only 20 points behind Loyal Sauk, followed by Towanda at 680 and Mifflinburg and North Penn tied at 580. It's interesting because Mifflinburg plays in the big school division in the Heartland Conference. They get the bonus points the way Danville gets the bonus points for being a double-A school in a triple-A league, playing all the triple-A schools that Montoursville does. At 4-4, they have as many points as North Penn does at 5-3. And then rounding out Central Columbia, Athens, Kawanuski Valley, Wyalusing, Warrior Run, and Hughesville, all well on the outside looking in right now.
Well, the bad news is no one knows where Troy is, except that it's somewhere between Williamsport and the New York State border. It's up there somewhere. Better not to know where it is and hope you have a home game with them.
And hope you don't have to make the trip.
Because
then it's a charter bus.
Actually, I've been told that even the GPS tracking does not get you to Troy. It's just one of those
look for the gas wells.
Exactly.
Look for the gas wells.
And how about Triple A?
Well, AAA is really entertaining right now. Milton is holding almost 100-point lead. It's a 70-point lead, just about. 510 points for Milton. Selins Grove is sitting in the two slot right now with their win over Jersey Shore. That knocked Jersey Shore down, even though Shikellamy lost, to the four seed. So right now it's Milton, Selins Grove, Shikellamy, Jersey Shore. East Juniata does stand a chance at leapfrogging Jersey Shore, because Jersey Shore is playing Milton Friday night at Milton. And that's a game that the Black Panthers match up very, very well in. If East Juniata can find the win along the way, they had the lead against Upper Dauphin early in the game, and I think they even led at halftime last week and then just fell off in the second half. East Juniata could find themselves sneaking in as the number four seed against potentially a Milton. Right now it looks like a Milton.
Well, let me just talk about one point about the AAA. A few years ago, I think it was two, a rather average Shamokin team barely squeaked into the playoffs, and no one gave them a hope of doing anything. It turns out they won the District 4
on the road.
On the road. And then they had the daunting, near impossible task of going to Western Pennsylvania to District 6, I believe it is, to play an undefeated Clearfield Bison team.
That Shikellamy played the year before,
yes.
I might add.
And that had been rolling up incredible numbers on its opposition out in the north central part of the state. The Duboises and Brockways and all of that, that's who they play. So if you drive along Interstate 80, you can kind of figure that one out. Anyway, Shamokin kicked their butt.
Yeah.
And so, even though these teams are not the cream of the crop in the Susquehanna Valley, it points out one important thing, and that is we play really good football here in this area, and that even a 6-4 team at AAA going to the playoffs can knock off an undefeated team from the northwestern part of the state.
And I think part of the reason, and we had a call about this on Friday, and mm-hmm. I think part of the reason that Class AAA is the way it is right now, it's not a small division.
No.
That's what people forget about AAA football in District 4. They think of Milton, Selins Grove, and Shikellamy. But they forget about Jersey Shore. They're in the District 4 as a AAA school. Mm-hmm. Then there's East Juniata, and a lot of people feel that they should not be a AAA school. And don't quote me on this, but I'm almost sure that East Juniata shares players.
I believe they do.
They have a joint venture for football. And I can't remember for the life of me who it is with, but that's the reason East Juniata ends up being AAA.
And isn't East Juniata the Liverpool area, for those of us who don't know school
Mexico, Liverpool, yeah.
Coquelamis is where the high school is.
Is where the high school is. And then the other thing you run into is a lot of people forget about Columbia Montorvo Tech. And if you remember, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, CMVT actually played Milton in a playoff game, and I think they actually hosted that game on a Saturday afternoon.
Some people think that Columbia Montorvo Tech is sort of like the JV team for Berwick and Central Columbia.
Well, and Danville.
And Danville and Bloomsburg. And Southern Columbia. And yet, they from time to time put out some really, really good teams without having their own feeder system like we know from the T-Railers in Danville and the Orangeville Cornhuskers up in Central Columbia.
Which, by the way, now have merged with Lime Ridge.
The Bandits.
And have become just Central Columbia.
Oh, I thought they were the Cornhusker Bandits.
No, they are not the Cornhusker Bandits. No.
Most places have the Catawissa Redskins for Southern Columbia.
Well, Catawissa and Ralpho actually separate themselves.
Yeah.
For their youth football program because they have enough kids out to do that.
Yeah, and Votech really doesn't have that single system feeder. And, you know, you got to admire the kids from Votech because one thing we know about them, they may not be the most talented, they may not have the most experience, but they play just as hard and play their guts out and their hearts out every Friday or Saturday.
Well, and the other thing that I know our caller was talking about is why doesn't District 4 AAA merge with another district? And the problem and the reason that doesn't happen is there are just enough teams to make it so that they can't merge, because you have Milton, Sealands Grove, Shikellamie, Jersey Shore, East Juniata, CMVT, and Shamokin. That's seven teams. If you look at it from a number standpoint, not just the not records, not history, just the numbers, seven teams is a pretty decent amount of teams to try and find four playoff spots.
Yes.
You have half your teams making the playoffs every year. Now, it just so happens that a lot of these teams do happen to struggle
right.
in Class AAA because of the fact that a Columbia Montour Votech draws from such a large area, they're considered a AAA school,
and
they play single-A football.
And
that's really wrong. And I say that because I know a lot of the guys that have been at CMVT coaching over the years, and Bob Quick was one of them.
I know Bob very well.
Bob was one of the successful ones that had CMVT in the playoffs a lot, and I said to him, I said, what's it like coaching there? Because he coached at Central Columbia in the 80s and in the 90s as well. And one of the things he said to me was, he said, Kevin, they don't come here to play football.
They do not.
He said, if they want to play football, they stay at Danville. They stay at Southern. They stay at Central. They stay at Berwick.
They definitely stay at Bloomsburg.
You know, he said, they don't come here to play football. So when we get kids that want to play football, they want to play football.
No question.
And he said, you'd never have to worry about motivating these guys because they just enjoy playing football. And he got the most out of them for many, many years.
And just
that goes for all the sports at CMVG.
Going to Quad A, that is where the districts merge.
Right, because there's only one.
And they really stink this year. And I don't like to say that about a high school program, but
Williamsport is not the Williamsport millionaire team that has been. They're 3-5 right now on the season.
And they've had some trouble, I think.
But you know what? And they're at a disadvantage because they're traveling an awful lot. And this is that way. It's that way with basketball, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're such a big school with a male enrollment of, 685. Now, the largest AAA school enrollment, is 371, and that's Sealands Grove and Shikellamie.
Okay.
Williamsport is 685.
Yeah.
That's almost twice the amount of boys enrolled in Williamsport. As in, you could put Shikellamie and Sealands Grove together and make what Williamsport is enrollment-wise.
Exactly.
And they're being a Quad A school, they have to travel to the State College area. They have to travel out west. Central Mountain, when they were Quad A, actually played Williamsport, and then they went to Erie and played the league out there.
Erie Cathedral Prep, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, Williamsport, no one can explain it really as to why a team or a school with that many kids and a rich athletic tradition surrounded by really good athletic schools. We talked about Loyal Sock, Montoursville, South Williamsport, et cetera. Why they can't be really, really competitive year in and year out.
Yeah,
that's one of life's great mysteries. It's like trying to solve Rubik's Cube or trying to extrapolate pi out to 75 numbers or something like that. It's just a mystery.
And if you're curious, the smallest school in Class AAA is East Juniata at 151.
So.
But, again, that's because of the situation that they're involved in that they end up playing AAA.
Right.
But, anyway, that gives you a look at that. And I did some research. Lewisburg does have Loyal Sock Friday night on 100.9 The Valley and WVLY.com. That'll be at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium with Todd Hummel and Dave Ritchie getting underway at 6:30. And that game will go a long way in deciding who gets a home game because both these teams are fighting for a home game right now.
And I'm going to tell you that – knowing the offenses that both teams run, the coach, Dave Ritchie, who's, I believe, a mathematician.
He is. He used to be a math teacher. Whether he's a mathematician or not, I don't know.
But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one. He's going to need to bring his abacus to the game to calculate the score. I think that's going to – I don't think the defenses are going to – I think are going to be the dominating factor. I think both offensive teams, or both offenses on the teams, will be really tossing up points right and left.
Bob, there's a reason why my partner for basketball keeps the book.
Yes.
Because he can count the numbers a lot quicker than I can.
And he will need every one of his skills to do that Friday night Lewisburg Loyal Sock on the Valley.
More of the Steve Jones Show coming up. Steve Jones Show today, sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. You'll find them online at purdyinsurance.com. Kevin Hearn, Bob Buhner in the Sunbury Motors Studio East. Steve Jones will join us again tomorrow from the Sunbury Motors Studio West on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve Jones Show, Monday edition, sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them online at purdyinsurance.com. Kevin Hurt, Bob Buhner in the Sunbury Motors Studio today. Steve will be joining us again tomorrow from the Sunbury Motors Studio. He'll get ready to talk about, geez, there's a game coming up on Saturday, Bob. What's the game on Saturday?
It's
Penn State's playing somebody. It's not a big game or anything.
It's a four-letter word.
Penn State.
Right to the west of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it'll be Penn State, Ohio State, and Steve will get the coverage on that, if you'll pardon the pun, kicked off coming up tomorrow.
And 6:30, he's live from Columbus Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff at the Horseshoe.
Coming up in the next hour, Bill Friedman of The Journey on the Big Ten Network will be checking in. And we'll also have an opportunity to hear from John Bacon and his book, Fourth and Long. This is the Steve Jones Show on WKOK. Okay.